Hi everyone, Fionnuala J here. Just dropping by with a sneak peek at some exclusive content over on the Flop Culture Patreon. That's patreon.com/flopculture, where you will get an extra at least 2 bonus episodes a month on all things flops, sometimes bops, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy this little preview. Welcome back to Flop Culture Patreon. I hope you're well. We're here today to play another game of Bop or Flop, one of the most anticipated TV shows of the year. Did it deliver? True Detective, Season 4, Night Country. We're in the Night Country. And I have brought a man who I made watch all of the episodes over Christmas because we got the screeners. Hello, Cian Roach.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Any crack?
No crack. You were supposed to come on for True Detective Season 2 and then we decided to swap you out. Yeah. You weren't shunted, but I said we had this. I was like, we'll watch this and we'll get a fresh perspective on it. Now, you did watch all of Season 2 with me. What was that rewatch like for you?
I'd only seen about 6 of the episodes.
Do you have it on DVD or is it the season 1?
No, Season 1. Okay. Season 1, and I for a period of like 2 or 3. I tend to watch it nearly every year around Christmas time. I get in and I'll watch maybe 1 or 2 episodes a night. And
Season 2?
Season 1.
Okay.
Season 1, yeah.
It's a bizarre Christmas watch, though, I will say.
Yeah, it was those kind of days in between Christmas that I was like, oh, I'm doing none.
You were like, you know what, I need misery.
I need misery.
I need mystery and I need misery.
I need death, I need misery, I need adultery, I need like all that sort of stuff. So
okay,
I was like,
you didn't have to say the third, but where, stop showing off now in front of the listeners.
Where am I going to get all that? My mum and dad's front sitting room. Brilliant.
Watching True Detective Season 1. Brilliant. Were you excited about this season?
Yeah, I was so excited. I thought Jodie Foster was the one. I thought she was the one who was going to bring it back to being like a powerhouse. Mm. I think they kind of did that in like Season 3, I think, was the return to form. Having had the if anyone's listened to the episode, folks around Season 2 and kind of seeing what they tried to do with it just being so sprawling and having so many main characters and to try and follow the story was just like near impossible at points. Mm. Like we would have watched it fresh and finished it and been like, wait, what happened?
Or
like,
I did not know reference? What Vince Vaughn's characters did for the entire.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
And I get, like, there's definitely elements of me rooting for certain characters at certain times. But it just tried to do too much. And that's when I thought, you know, Season 3 was excellent. It was, like, very much mirrored Season 1 in terms of the different time periods. And I thought probably that was what got it back on track. It didn't lean too heavily on it. But it still kind of, you know, took inspiration from it, whereas Season 4 just seemed like it was going to go in its own direction. And I was kind of excited to see where it would go.
You're warmer on Season 3 than I am, I think. Another one we watched together.
Yeah, Season 3
is brilliant. And I do think Marsha Ali,
yep,
brilliant. I thought the depiction of PTSD and how they kind of did that and the visions or kind of throwbacks he was having. That's not the right word. Flashbacks, throwbacks. I thought that was very effective. But I don't remember a lot of the season is the issue. Yeah. Now, I do also feel like I might have this with True Detective Season 4, but it depends who I ask about Season 3. Either people just didn't watch it because they were so burnt by Season 2.
Yeah.
Or, they're kind of mixed where you're defensive over it nearly.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Like Season 3, 4, you know, there's always going to be, and we see it in Season 4, that they'll always kind of flirt with like a supernatural element almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could see that in the conclusion of Season 1, less so in Season 2. It was kind of grittier, and I think that was more the supernatural element was more reflected in the individual's lives and like Vince Vaughn's past experiences. And again, like that's not necessarily, you know, supernatural as such, but like the trauma elements of his character in the background. Whereas I think the way they were able to reflect the kind of the supernatural element or like the kind of like ghostly apparitions in Marsha Ali's past, and to kind of, you know, run that in tandem with his obviously deteriorating memory and his vulnerability, and contrasting the different time periods where, you know, like he is that little bit younger. He's going through like the forest pretty much on his own for like 2 years. And then you have it where, you know, you've fast forward and he's just this, like, you know, helpless, powerless old man at times, which I thought was a super contrast. It was really well acted. And because of that, like, I think the pacing was so good. I don't think there was many elements, or I don't think there was many times where season three sagged as much as it potentially in season two, or potentially in season four. But yeah, I'm all for season three.
Did you like what you hear? I hope you did. If you did, you can listen to the episode in full at patreon.com/flapculture. Other benefits to becoming a patron include getting the main episodes ad-free. We love that, girls. And you get them a little bit earlier than normal listeners too. So that's nice, isn't it? Why don't you join today? patreon.com/flapculture. I'll see you there.